you need me like I need you. Look at me, I'm crying from holding you.
Hi guys, welcome back to the show. 我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, I'm Adam.
今天开言英语要跟你说说英语里面你可能很早就学过的，你要问路啊，问别人事情，打扰别人的时候可以说 Excuse me.
Right, but there's a lot more to this word than just what is on the surface.
Excuse me?
Excuse me.
对，就是你怎么，你的 tone of voice, 你的语气啊、这个 excuse me 可以从很客气变成很挑衅， very provocative,、要打架，要吵架这种。所以今天呢，我们就跟大家好好的来说一下 excuse me 啊，它可以怎么用，然后包括啊其他的一些可以替代 excuse me 的说法。好，那现在呢你在听我们的音频版本的节目，那如果你想更好的来记住学习我们今天教大家的这些说法，可以看看我们的文字推送，只要到开言英语的微信公众号回复 excuse me 就行了。好，首先说一下Adam, 我觉得 excuse me, 我们第一点要跟大家说的就是这个基本上是用在你和一个陌生人之间。
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. In fact, you wouldn't really want to say this with your friends very often. It's too polite.
Too polite. 而且就是如果你是和你认识的朋友啊，或者你的什么同事说 excuse me.
Yeah, it sounds a little strange, right? Like we had a coworker before, who I felt pretty close with.
Nathan,
right? And he would often say like, you know, excuse me, Adam. And I would feel like you don't need to say that. Just say, hey, Adam, or Adam.
就他如果认识的人之间说 excuse me, 反而会增加距离感。好像 我们不认识吗？我们不熟吗？那种是吧？所以像你刚刚举的那个例子更好的说法，你就说可以 hey 就可以了。
Yeah, yeah, or just the person's name. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Jenny. Jenny.
就不用太客套。好。但如果你和陌生人之间的 excuse me 呢，我觉得这个还是最常用的也最好的，比如问路 asking for directions.
Yeah, excuse me, do you know how to get to the library?
Speaking of which, 说到这个，我今天在来录音的路上，那有一个外国女生，她跟一个 bus driver, 她跑过去说 excuse me, are you a bus driver? Bus driver 在 taking break, 在休息，站在路边，然后那女生想要问路，就说这个 bus 是不是到她要去。
Just wants to make sure.
对，所以其实跟 you know, with strangers asking for directions, 我觉得 excuse me is still the best phrase.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? 好，那我又想到像我家吃饭的时候，如果我们是一大家子 ，my mother-in-law， 我婆婆她比如要拿一个离她比较远的菜，她经常会说 ，excuse my reach。
Yeah, we said something like that. When we were younger, it wasn't excuse my reach, but the same thing.
Reach 就是你要伸手去拿一个东西。Right. 她说不好意思，我要拿那个菜 ，excuse my reach.
Right, like one of the first things we had to learn, as kids was please pass the whatever, salt, please pass the something.
Please pass.
Yeah, because you're not allowed to just reach.
那当然 excuse 也可以当一个名词用，这个时候它的意思就是借口。
Right, but be careful here, guys, because the pronunciation changes. It's not the same.
发音不一样。
Right, so excuse me, it's a z,
z sound.
Yeah, a z sound. And then excuse is a s.
Oh.我们发音课上两个礼拜正好就一直在讲 S 和 Z，
yeah,
对吧？对，就是名词的时候，比如一个人他经常迟到、早退 ，missing deadlines， 然后他永远 they are always coming up with excuses，
right？
对，就不是 excuses，
right？
excuses。
You might, you maybe like when I give Jenny all of my excuses, I have to say, you know, or maybe Jenny will say like, excuse me, Adam.
I would say, 我。你还手叉腰，我有这样吗？我就手叉腰跟他说 ，Excuse me, Adam。
Yeah, yeah.
对，好，那既然说到这个，我们就 segue 就接下来说 ，Excuse me， 它比较，可能 negative 负面或者比较挑衅一点的这种用法。
Okay. Okay.
你前面说的那个，就总的来说，对一件事情你不太满意，
yeah.
好像中文的什么
？Yeah, yeah, yeah. Excuse me.
对对对， yeah. 就是。 unbelievable, 就是怎么会这样、
yeah.
是吧
Right, so the tone kind of goes up, right, like, excuse me?
后面就 excuse me、yes. 要升高这样
子 right, yeah.
我现在脑子里就出现很多那种动图就是都是黑人的、女生是吗、
yeah.
excuse me
excuse me
very dramatic full of
yeah,
drama
yeah arm is moving
and... 对对对 moving finger right 我觉得、可以用的场景呢就是比如你在排队然后有一个人插队插队英语可以说、
You could say butt in line You
could
say
cut in line、嗯、然后这时候你就可以跟这个插队的人说 Excuse
yeah,
me
Excuse me、yeah.
对就是这个意思就是、你没搞错吧我们都在排队
Right yeah
是不是对所以 excuse me 在这里就你有没有搞错有点像这个
There's one that's really similar、But it's kind of instead of going upAs a tone, it kind of goes down, which is excuse me, which kind of means...
我说不来太 drama.
Well, this one is kind of more like I didn't make a mistake, but、you're telling me I made a mistake, or you think I'm doing something wrong. Well, excuse me.
啊、比如你昨天、什么没来什么的，然后 我就说 Adam, 你怎么又这样，然后你
But I was at the hospital, and you knew that,
我生病了、
right?
对
对
对
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you need to...be on time next time like well excuse me I was at the hospital
啊、所以这里好像就要把那个 see you 的 Q、the emphasis is there
excuse me
对吧 excuse me
yeah
哦天哪这个像唱歌一样
yeah
好那、我觉得就是那种比较负面的 excuse me最日常生活里面最常用真的就是别人插队啊、或者什么或者有些人要出言不逊要挑衅你然后你就可以、你说什么有点像中文 What did you say?
Yeah, yeah, yeah
Excuse me?
Excuse me?
What did you just say to me?
Yeah.
是吧
Yeah, like again in Vancouver there have been some interesting people who have you know said some strange things to me on the street and just think like Excuse me?
Excuse me?
Like, what?
对对对
what?
但是这个你用这个也要当心 because it could very well lead to
provoke something
yeah like a verbal or a physical fight
yeah
对吧说这个 excuse me 的时候有可能就是会导致吵架或者打架
嗯、right
嗯好 excuse me 说的差不多了我们接下来说一些替代的说法 alternatives
okay well probably you know excuses brother, sister, cousin, close friend.
表亲来了
Like, pardon.
啊、对这我们也是很早说的
Right, you know, like, pardon me. This one I say a lot more than excuse me.
哦真的因为我以前以为 pardon 是一个特别 it's very British and it's outdated. 其实不是。
Maybe, I mean, like, my family is, it's a British family, right? So,、I mean, when I say pardon me, like,I guess if I'm trying to get past some people.
啊、比如在外面走路然后你想就借过中文我们说借过、对吧
Right, right. So I might say, oh, excuse me, pardon me.
啊、所以诶这倒是借过英语你也可以 excuse me, pardon me.、
Yeah. Right, yeah, yeah, yeah. Just by itself, it's okay.We often put them together. Like, you might have heard that I just said excuse me and pardon me kind of in the same breath、as...Canadians, we would probably also say sorry in there somewhere. Oh, excuse me, sorry, pardon me.
特别礼貌
Oh, sorry, pardon me, excuse me.
好，就不好意思，对吧？这一长串都是这一。我想到了我最早学 pardon or pardon me 的时候，就是比如我们在学英语，然后一个 native 讲话，我们听不懂或者没听清，然后我们就。Pardon me, 好像那个时候，所以在我的脑子里 ，pardon me 就是用在我没听懂你说的英语，你再说一遍。
Well, it might not be the fact that you don't understand. It might have been too quiet, or something, or the person was speaking too quickly. So this is when I often say this, just pardon me.
Okay, 所以你没有听清或者没有听明白，你就直接说一个 pardon me 就可以了。
Right. Yeah, exactly.
What's the proper tone?
It's kind of like high and flat, like pardon me?
Pardon me?
Yeah, pardon me. But again, like I would never say this if, like if someone came up to me and started to speak Russian, yeah, like I wouldn't say, you know, like pardon me? I would say like, sorry,
I
don't
understand.
Yeah.
对。那如果别人讲的你没听清、没听明白，可以用 excuse me 吗？
again, if you don't understand them, like their language, don't say pardon me, don't say excuse me. But if you do understand them, they're just...
那我觉得对于很多我们学英语的朋友就是可能别人说的你懂了一半还有一半没有明白嘛这时候 pardon me 就是比较好嘛、
I'm really going to suggest not saying that yeah just
say sorry I didn't
yeah sorry I didn't catch all that、
I didn't get it.
Could you say it again
could you repeat it could you say it again
right、
okay.
yeah but not excuse me notPardon me.
对，因为 excuse me 或者 pardon me， 它就是同样的那个话会再说一遍，你可能还是没有听明白，对吧？好，那说到 pardon， 好像美国人有的时候说脏话的时候还会说什么 pardon my
pardon my French. Yeah, I love this one.
这个我自己不说，从来不说，因为我从来不会说那个脏话。
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
So,很多时候他其实不说脏话他就直接会说 pardon my French is、
yeah.
like、oh, I really want to swear 但是不好 so I'll just say pardon my
yeah,
French
yeah pardon my French yeah、And so I mean just almost insert like any bad word here that guy's a piece of beep pardon my French
不好意思我说法语其实就是我要骂人
right but don't guys don'toverthink this. It doesn't mean anything. It's just funny.
Ah, okay. 好 pardon my French. Okay. 诶，那 what about I beg you pardon?
I beg your pardon.
Beg 是求嘛。
Right.
苦苦哀求你。Pardon 的意思其实就像那种，其实你查字典它可能就是原谅、赦免什么，因为 pardon 可以是一个非常You know, 很正式的，比如美国总统。
Right, pardons the
pardons
criminals.
Criminals, 每年特赦什么的。
Right.
但他这里 I beg your pardon.
Yeah, I beg your pardon is just, it's the same thing. Pardon? I didn't hear that.
所以他也是用在就是啊，我没听清，没听明白。I beg your pardon.
Yes, exactly. And,、and like we said before about the, you know, like, excuse me,、like, if somebody told me something that, like, was ridiculous、or maybe, like, an insult to me, I might also say, you know, like, I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
就是别人可能骂你或者说什么,就出言不逊。I beg your pardon.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah,
exactly. But for me, like, when I just say this phrase by itself, I often don't even say I. Like,、just might just, like, beg your pardon.
Beg your pardon?、就没听明白、再说一遍、啊、没听清。OK, 好 ,pardon 看完了以后呢我们接下来说的这个 sorry to...
Sort of bother you.、
不好意思打扰你。
Yeah.
Sorry to bother you, 这个听起来就比较正式了而且我觉得这个好像问路可以用吗还说问路这个有点太正式太 formal?、
It's alright, sorry to bother you. Excuse me, sorry to bother you. Like, you want to put them together.
放在一起会比较好、Excuse、
yeah.
me, sorry to bother,
sorry to bother you.
You,
yeah.
对 ,bother 就是打扰、
yeah.
Sorry to bother you, 是不是工作场景底下也可以用比如你同事在忙一件事情
yeah,
但你要问他、
yeah.
或者什么 ,sorry to bother you.
Hey, sorry to bother you, can you take a look at this report?、
但可能这就是也不是你特别天天紧密一起工作的同事
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, at Open Language, we're all pretty close.
因为我们一共才十个人我们 office 也
很
小、right. 所以 sorry to bother you 就有点显得太有距离了可能
Maybe like our accountant.
小魏老师
yeah,
管钱的大家 他身边就一个光环大家不太敢
Ooh, sorry to bother you here.
对因为我们每个人都叫他小魏老师、teacher 魏
yeah.
我也是叫他小魏老师然后每一次他电脑都很复杂的那个 spreadsheet Excel 然后我每次要跟他讲话也是小魏
sorry to
bother you 对所以对我觉得就是看一个人他好像真的在很忙 they're busy they're preoccupied、对吧你可以 sorry to bother you、好那我们今天最后要说的这个呢是英语里面的一个神奇的词
oh the magic word
the magic word、
yeah.
guys这个 magic word 是我觉得外国小朋友吧很小时候他的父母啊还有学校老师就会说 what's the magic word
yeah, what's the magic word is please and I mean you guys have heard please a million times、I would just want to say one thing、please and you know 请 is not exactly the same thing
以后可以做一集这个节目，我觉得。
Okay, we'll do that. Can I just give them a teaser?
Okay.
Tease it. Like, for example, if you're opening the door for someone, and you want them to go in, we wouldn't just say, please.
那你们会说什么？
But please go in is fine.
Or, yeah, or please, 就不会光说一个 please.
Right, you just can't say it by itself.
你可以说 after you.
After you, yeah.
我在你后面走，就是你先请的意思。
Right,
right. 对吧？那我觉得这个 magic word please 呢，就是又讲到我家的例子，比如我孩子他们晚上吃饭的时候都要喝牛奶嘛，然后还奶奶能不能给我倒点牛奶或者什么，这时候就不用说 excuse me grandma could I have some milk, 就很奇怪，他们就 grandma 就会说 what's the magic word, 就 say grandma milk please could I have some milk please,
yeah.
对，我觉得就是 please, 你把它加在你这个请求的最后、add it to the end tag it to the end of your request, 这个听起来就会客气很多，其实就是和那excuse me 差不多。
Right, yeah.
但是你可以用在熟人。
But it's the magic word, right? If you don't say it, as a little kid, you're not going to get your milk, your toys, your anything. So, but as soon as you say it, wow, you get the milk, wow, you get the toys. It's the magic word.
好，那我们今天的节目呢，跟大家说了非常简单的一个词啊 ，excuse me， 包括结尾的这个 please， 因为这些简单的词，它们的用法、用处，我觉得真的是很值得好好的去学习的。希望大家喜欢我们今天的节目。那潘吉杰尼的节目已经结束了，但是如果你觉得学英语很有趣啊，还有很多的英语你不知道、你想掌握的，那我们的会员课程呢，就会给你一个很好的学习机会，因为我们每天都有发布新课。而且也已经发布了很多丰富主题啊，各种级别的课程都非常适合我觉得现在已经工作一边工作啊，希望享受学英语的朋友，那大家可以到我们的微信公众号点击菜单先免费试用，然后公众号的升级呢也是最优惠的一个价格，学习一年29折只要629。好，感谢大家的收听，我 see you next time， 再见，
bye guys。 Hey, if it comes from the heart. Life is too fragile. Don't abuse it now.